On the eve of opening day at Mount Hood Meadows, the ski resort sounds like a construction site. Front-end loaders scoop snow from the newly plowed parking lot and drop it into dump trucks. The trucks deliver the snow to a nearby chairlift.
This is a pretty good storm. We're getting maybe an inch an hour out of it.
Spokesman Dave Tragathon says Meadows has learned to make the most of winter's early snowstorms. It's called snow harvesting, taking snow from the parking lots to the lower lifts and slopes so people can start skiing sooner.
It's a technique that we've really developed and enhanced over the last several years. Our two previous seasons, we didn't get off to very much pre-season snowfall. So we took a look around and said, where can we grab some snow? And it's this parking lot here.
Inside the main lodge, Tragathon says adding snow to the lower lifts gives skiers a way up to the higher slopes where there's a lot more snow. And that made a big difference last winter.
Had we not harvested the November snow, we would not have been able to have been open for Christmas.
This winter, there's been no shortage of snow in Meadows. It just keeps coming. But after several warm winters, the resort isn't taking any chances. It no longer counts on big storms to launch the ski season.
We're literally talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that are invested in our ability to snow harvest. But, you know, that's certainly, if that's what's required in order to get our season underway, it's a very good investment.
Across the Northwest, ski resorts have found new ways to live with less snowfall. Some bought snowmaking equipment. Others redesigned their lifts and cleared brush from the slopes so they wouldn't need as much snow cover. Many also added year-round offerings like mountain biking to make up for shorter ski seasons.
I think what we're doing is we're planning to be able to operate regardless of how much natural snow we get.
Climate scientist Phil Mote says the past two winters were like a dress rehearsal for climate change. They forced ski resorts to prepare for the warmer weather to come.
Unfortunately, it appears to be not in the too distant future that this will be average, and then we can only imagine what the next really bad worst year will be.
Mote is documenting declines in snowpack across the West, particularly at lower elevations, where a couple degrees of warming turns snow into rain. But even he hasn't given up on the future of skiing. He gives a lecture in his classes titled, Why I Taught My Kids to Ski.
It's a recognition that in a warming climate, we are getting less snow, and some ski resorts are in trouble. However, even in the warmer climate that we expect 30, 40 years from now, there will still be skiing and snowboarding.
But he says, we will have to go farther up, to higher elevations, to find it.
Right now, we're at Little Nash Crater Snow Park.
John Stevenson works for the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute. He's also an avid backcountry skier. In the past, he says, this area, near the Hoodoo Resort, has been a convenient ski spot for him. But he hasn't skied here in 3 years for lack of snow, and he's not counting on it for the future.
You know, it's 32 degrees right now, so it's just barely falling as snow right now. So you can imagine if we add 5 degrees onto that, you know, we'd be just standing here in the rain. And that's kind of what the climate models are suggesting the 2040s could look like.
When he can't find snow here around 3,500 feet, Stevenson says he might try trekking to a higher slope nearby.
You know, really beyond that, in the last year, I'm always a little embarrassed to admit it, but my wife and I bought a snowmobile. And, you know, the thing there is that we can access some of the higher terrain.
Stevenson says the last two winters raised awareness about climate change among skiers. But with one good winter, even he tends to get busy skiing and forgets about the dire predictions of what's to come. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.